Thunder Bay, Ryan Thompson says the Ottawa GGs might be ranked number 7 in the country, but in his mind, they're probably the best men's basketball team in Canada. They certainly put the Lakehead Thunderwolves in their place on Friday night. After coming up short in the opening quarter, outscored 14-11, the GGs took control of their OUA contest, pouring in 31 second-quarter points and went on to hand Lakehead their first home-court defeat of the season at the CJ Sanders Fieldhouse, a 78-59 loss that was just their second in 12 outings in 2024-25. Thompson didn't like the result, but isn't pushing the panic button just yet, despite the Thunderwolves dropping a pair of non-conference games to the Winnipeg Westmen over the Christmas break. "I'm not concerned, big picture, about it. I think that's something we can write and get on track," Thompson said. "They have a lot of length and they do a really good job of switching on and off the ball. But our offense got sticky at times because that's what they want you to do. That's their whole scheme, and it worked. For us, that's something you've just got to play through and find ways to get the best shot together. We had a lot of good shots. At the very least, they had a lot of shots from distance, firing up 34 from beyond the arc on the night. But overall, the T-Wolves managed to bury just 19 of 75 shot attempts, only Nathan Bellamu having a decent night from the field, going 6 for 17, good for 21 points, more than any other player in the game. They just couldn't continue to capture the magic they created in the opening quarter, sparked in part by a rare four-point play by Chris Sagal to open the game, hitting a corner three and drawing a foul. Later in the first, Evan Novak hit a three that gave the Thunderwolves a 12-6 advantage, but that was cut to three by quarter's end. Sagal opened the second with his second, and final, three-pointer of the game, but Ottawa plugged away and took the lead for the first time on a Jacques-Melanie Gemayda three-pointer. Harold Santa Cruz tied the game 19-19, but Dragan Stajic responded with a bucket that put the GGs up 21-19, a lead they'd never relinquish. A Justin Njoku Tajore dunk stretched the Ottawa lead to 8, and after he dunked again in the final minute of play, the Wolves turned the ball over and Njoku Tajore drove the lane and lifted the ball into the net as the buzzer sounded to end the half. The GGs in front 42-30, Ottawa closing the quarter on a 5-0 run. They scored the first 7 points of the third, and more accurately, Ankit Chowdhury scored the first 7 points of the third to give Ottawa a 49-38 lead. Lou went on a run of their own, scoring 8 straight points to cut the GG's lead to 8, Bliamu successful on a 4-point play. But Owen Kenny and Khalifa Kolamala hit back-to-back threes that pushed Ottawa out in front 55-38 and the GG's never looked back. Lakehead hosts Toronto Metropolitan, 8-2, for a pair at home next Friday and Saturday night.